Right, so I'm here with Sean Kelly, a.k.a. the man from Storage Hunters.
That's right, the bald guy from Storage Hunters.
Yes, that is pretty much how most people will know you.
That's right.
Everyone I said, oh, yeah, I'm interviewing Sean Kelly, they're like, who? And I went, the guy from Storage Hunters. Yeah. Like the brrr, and oh, that man.
Oh, the brrr guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how you know. You should just change your name officially to
brrr.
That guy. So you're currently on a comedy tour.
I am.
Which I didn't actually realise you did stand-up until I actually started, like, because I, you know, as most people, found you through Storage Hunters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I never realised that, like, your past was you started off in comedy and you worked your way up into...
I worked my way into auctions, and then I became famous for being an auctioneer. Yeah, so I started off with comedy 17 years ago.
Yeah.
And I had my own little comedy club in San Diego where I produced 7 shows a week for 8 years, and I put myself on every show. that's how I got on the show. Was it was my show.
Yeah. To be fair, there's a benefit of when you're hosting it yourself. You can go, top of the bill. Oh yeah, I'll take
exactly.
that.
Exactly. I'll take that.
Yeah.
So I did 7 shows a week, 1 on Thursday, 3 on Friday, 3 on Saturday, every week for 8 solid years. And then during the week I managed a newspaper.
Yeah. That is just such a bizarre.
Is that it's a weird background?
Yeah, and then you just suddenly ended up being an auctioneer.
Yeah, that's right. Well, a friend of mine actually got me into it. He was like, "Dude, you'd make a great charity auctioneer." He goes, "Because you would watch me do stand up comedy and do a lot of crowd work where I talk to the audience." And he's like, "You're so good at working the crowd and getting people worked up and excited." He goes, "You would make a great charity auctioneer." So the first thing I started doing was raising money for nonprofits, doing charity auctions. Then a friend of mine that owned a storage facility said, "Dude, you should come do my storage auction." He had explained to me what it was.
Yeah.
I'm like, "Really?" So I went and I did that. And after I'd been doing those for a while, one day a fight broke out. And I was like, "Oh my God, this is my TV show." I go, "This is a show. This is Antiques Roadshow meets WWF." And I took it to LA with that premise in mind. We videotaped it the very next Saturday.
Yeah.
And that became Storage Hunters.
I was going to say, because there's a lot of TV programs which, in concept, sound pretty bad. So, like, the Great British Bake Off. Basically, it's people watching people bake cakes.
Yeah.
Which, then suddenly 20 million people watch it. It's kind of the same with Storage Hunters. It's like, how do you sell it to, like, a CEO of a company? Go, yeah, we've got to sell some storage units. Good for you.
Good for you. Well, listen, as soon as I told all my friends I was going to make a TV show about storage units, they were like, "You're insane. You've lost your mind."
Yeah.
But now the show's in every country in the world. So now my friends don't think I'm that crazy.
No, it is massively addictive as well.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, people get hooked in. It's one of those things, it's like junk food for your brain.
Yeah.
You know, you just sit there. A lot of people tell me that on a Sunday morning after they've had a big night out the night before, they just lay in bed and they just watch one episode after another.
To be fair, I have got it on Series Link.
Yeah. Some people say.
So what can we expect from your comedy show? Because you're playing in Portsmouth tonight at the Wedge of Dreams.
Yeah, so I'm there. I'm here in Portsmouth tonight. And so I'm on this tour and I'm about 2/3 of the way through the tour. It's been going spectacular. So what'll happen is it'll be a 90-minute show. I do 45 minutes of stand-up comedy. And then on the second half of the show, I come back. I do a little quiz about Storage Hunters. If you get the answers correct, you get to come up on stage. I got prizes for everyone. And we do it as a white elephant. I don't know if you know what that is. But in America, we do this thing called white elephant at Christmas time. So the first person comes up. They reach into a bag. They randomly pull out a prize. The next person can either come up and get something out of a bag, or if they like what you won, they can take your prize away. So it's kind of fun. And then I end the show every night by doing a quick charity auction for Help for Heroes. And so far on the tour, the numbers are really good. I mean, it looks like, I think what started off to just be kind of cheeky and fun, because I tell people to bring something cheeky from home, and if I like what they've brought, I bring them on stage, we talk about it and auction it off. I think so far we've raised about 5,000 pounds.
That's pretty decent.
It's not bad for, you know what I mean? And Help for Heroes was thrilled. And it was just meant to be something where, you know, we'd auction a couple items off, have a little bit of fun. But it's turned out that we've raised a significant amount of money for Help for Heroes.
So I know. Cool. I saw the other day you raised 800 quid at one of your shows.
Burton.
It's a really decent amount for
840 pounds. Yeah. One guy and his wife. I draw this little picture on canvas.
Yeah.
And it's just stick figures. And it's a stick figure of me yelling out, "All in, fair warn." And then I've got one stick figure, this woman going, "Mine!" And then another guy going, "Money!" And then a big fat stick figure going, "Boom!" And then I signed it. That we got 400 pounds for that in Burton.
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. And all the money is going to such a great cause, because Help for Heroes you know, they do awesome work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to the show tonight.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're coming, too. Yeah.
It's going to be good. Like I said, never knew a stand-up comedy, but actually I can kind of see the angle, how you, like, with storytelling, it is funny.
Yeah. It's, I'm glad that the British audiences get the fact that there's, you know, I'm meant to be funny in there, and that, you know, and that I give people a hard time, but it's all meant in jest and for fun. You know, sometimes people don't always get that. I went to Germany because the show airs in every country in the world. Yeah. So I asked the Germans, I go, what do you guys think of the show? Do you like my jokes? And they go, you are funny? I'm like, yeah, when I'm joking around and stuff. Oh, we think you are just mean, no? Which is awesome because now, next year, I'm going to Germany. I'm going to make a German version of Storage Hunters in German because I speak fluent German.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to hear a little bit of it?
Go on then.
All right. Guten Tag, meine Damen und Herren. Willkommen zu meiner Auktion. Ich fange mit 25 an. 25 bei der 2, 3, 4, 4, 500. Das ist eine Monkey. Yeah. That's right. All in fair warn. Verkauft in deine Richtung.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I do have to ask. Sometimes, I swear, you must make up the value of some stuff just to, like, please people. Because when they open up your unit, you pull off the top.
Yeah.
Love doing that. And it's a pile of rubbish. Like, oh, you've only spent $5,000. Oh, you could easily get six for that.
Well, okay. So for the most part, I do have a good, like, base of knowledge of what stuff is worth. Because you see the same things over and over and over. Yeah. So you're like, okay, I know what that sells for. Sometimes I've been known to pull figures out of the hat. Yeah. And even the producers, when the cameras are shut off, they're like, is that really what that's worth? And I'll go, I don't know. I think so. But for the most part, I would say I'm probably 85% accurate.
Yeah.
15% of the time, I'm just freelancing it.
I was going to say, because sometimes the valuations that, like, even the people give are very optimistic. When you're like, no, that is not worth more than a 10. Like, I get 100 for that.
You're when the bidders are saying their own valuations, you can't believe those at all. Because they never want to look stupid on camera.
They do.
They always want to look like that they know what they're doing, but they're all idiots. Not all of them. But
I was going to say, how do you cope with Big Monkey Boom?
Yeah, Heavy D, the big Jedi Monkey Boom.
Yeah.
I would personally like to punch him repeatedly. But the thing is that, you know, the thing is when the cameras aren't rolling, he can be a nice guy. But he likes to piss off the other bidders and get them worked up. But the problem is I'm not immune to it. So I get pissed off too.
Yeah.
And it makes me want to punch him. So anyway, but the thing is when the cameras aren't rolling, he can dial it down. But he's told me off camera that his strategy is just to piss everyone off so they all get emotional. And then he's looking for the right opportunity to buy something. I don't think it's working. I think he's just pissing people off. And he's just looking like an idiot.
He definitely does.
Yeah.
Right. So,
yeah.
Quite a lot of TV shows are becoming films and books become TV shows and stuff. So I've had an idea.
Okay, let's hear it.
For the Storage Hunters film.
The Storage Hunters full feature movie.
Yeah, because I think the main part.
Yeah.
Forget the storyline for now, but it's going to be the casting.
Yeah.
So for you.
Yeah.
I reckon Bruce Willis.
Oh, good. That'd be awesome. Bruce, I like Bruce Willis.
Because I'm going with the bold.
Yeah, of course.
He's sort of rugged, you know.
Action
hero sort of look. You know, I think that works.
Yeah.
Green Mile, Terry Crews.
Oh, good. That's another good one. Yeah.
And then that's kind of all I got so far.
Oh, that's where you're at. You still got a cast.
But for the story, I was kind of thinking you start off.
One of the characters, and I'll let you guess which ones it could be. One of them could be Kermit the Frog, and the other one could be Miss Piggy. And they could be buying everything at the auction. And I'll let you decide who that is.
I know exactly who you mean. But I was thinking storyline wise, you know, you've got to start off, you know, normal Storage Hunters esque.
Yeah.
But I reckon you go into, you open a bin up.
Yeah.
Nice bit of tarp. Everyone loves a bit of tarp.
Yeah.
Bit it away. Whip it off. It's a car with bodies inside.
Oh.
So we turn it into a murder mystery film.
Murder mystery.
Storage Hunters.
And it would be nice if we could get a little Breaking Bad action in there too.
Oh,
right?
We'll open up Meth Lab as well.
Yeah, I reckon it's possible.
I reckon this is the future.
Yeah. Then we go with a storyline where I decide to start cooking meth like the guy in Breaking Bad. I'm watching that series right now.
Oh, have you not seen it?
I had never seen it. I've only sat down to watch it 3 times, and I'm already into series 3. Because you just start watching, and you can't stop.
Yeah.
I've spent my last, when I had some days off, in the last 5 weeks, I've had like 3 days off, and I've spent all 3 days watching Breaking Bad.
It's a perfect way to spend it.
Yeah, it is.
Well, thank you very much for talking.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. Thank you for all your listeners. I see you guys tonight at the Wedge Room, right?
Yeah, Wedge Room's important.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Thanks, man.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you.